This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the Summit News Hour for this December 8th, 2022 edition. We're going to cover a whole host of stories over the course of the next hour. And yes, we're going to get into the Harry and Meghan self-victimhood, race-baiting grievance pity party with the launch of their self-obsessed new Netflix special. They've dropped three episodes today, another three episodes coming. The people behind it, the narratives, the false narratives that they're pushing. Of course, Prince Harry got up in front of the UN not too long ago, and not only did he talk about the planet literally being on fire, as he, of course, takes private jet trips around the world, including to pick up a climate change award, he also talked about the threat of disinformation. Well, even in the first 30 seconds of their trailer for this Netflix special, there were numerous examples of disinformation. We're going to talk about some of the fallout that's happened as a result of that. We're also going to talk about climate lockdowns, because if you remember back during the coronavirus lockdowns, which were proven to be an unscientific totalitarian outrage, and it took 2-3 years for everyone to start admitting that, well, at the time, we read news articles, we saw top environmentalists praising how quiet it was, how nature had returned, how everything was so serene, how maybe we should do this again in the future, only in the name of preventing global warming, a completely made-up hysterical nonsense topic. Now, at the time, during the lockdowns, we came out and said they're going to start pushing climate lockdowns. You're not allowed to go outside a certain area. You're not allowed to drive your vehicles in certain areas because you're harming, you're killing the planet. Now, at that exact same time, the mainstream media, the regime narrative came out that climate lockdowns were a baseless conspiracy theory. How dare you even suggest we're planning that? Of course, on the very same day when news outlets like Sky News came out and claimed that it was all a baseless conspiracy theory, Indian cities were literally telling their people to stay indoors. They banned cars in major cities because of pollution, because of the climate. So it was already happening 2 years ago. Now it's about to happen for real, on a sustained basis, in the United Kingdom, in a major city, city of Oxford. Now, a couple of days ago, What's Up With That, which is a top climate change skeptic website, came out with an article pointing out that the local council, the local authorities in Oxford, had outlined this scheme, which they were set to trial, and in fact the trials are already beginning, to designate residents who live in the city of Oxford individual regions where they're not allowed to drive their private vehicle outside of that region more than 100 times a year. You can do it 100 times a year with government permission. That, of course, equates to 2 times a week. If you live in a certain area of this city of Oxford and you drive to work 5 times a week to an area of Oxford, which is maybe on the other side of the city, on the outskirts, or even in a different town, you will only be allowed to leave your region 2 times a week with government permission. If you're a naughty boy or girl and you do that more than 2 times a week, you will be hit with onerous fines at the same level as speeding fines, which in the UK, it's about £70, which is, of course, about $100. Now, you add that up over the course of the week, that is an onerous level of fines. The council came out after this article went viral and tried to fact-check the claims within it, but in doing so, only basically acknowledged and admitted that the entire scheme was taking place. That is massive. The first of its kind that we've seen, and an indication of what's going to happen in the future with these networks of automatic license plate scanning surveillance cameras blanketing major cities. That's what they were designed to be from the very beginning. We're going to get into that and some more bombshell news on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, of course, the foot soldiers of the Great Reset globalist technocratic agenda have been out on the streets of London for basically now, what, the past 2 months plus, blocking traffic, blocking ambulances, causing major accidents in some cases. Legally, they were stopped from doing that. They were prevented from doing that. Now they're doing slow walks through major streets in London on a daily basis. The public absolutely hates it. They have an approval rating of about 8%. They don't care. They're not trying to convince anyone because they know they have establishment backing. They're literally funded by Getty oil billionaire money. Every major institution, every major transnational corporation, bank, legacy media outlet, academic front, supports their agenda. The government is enacting their agenda every single day with the march, the relentless hysterical march towards net zero. They're just not doing it quite as fast enough as these eco-warrior groups want them to. Of course, Just Stop Oil is a rebrand of Extinction Rebellion. Extinction Rebellion has been around for a fair few years now. Their stunts garnered them again widespread disdain amongst the public. They became very unpopular, so they merely rebranded themselves. They were called Insulate Britain last year. Now they're back in the guise of Just Stop Oil. These are the people who are out attacking precious works of art in art galleries with paint, with substances, ironically, that come from the oil industry. They're literally made from oil. They don't care about it. They're rampant hypocrites. They're not trying to convince anyone because they don't need to. They have establishment backing. Headline, Just Stop Oil activists admit using petrol cars, claim they're not hypocrites. I'm a vegan. I eat meat, but I'm not a hypocrite. Okay, then. That's literally what they're saying now. This is the level. Leading activists with climate change protest group Just Stop Oil have admitted that they drive petrol cars. You can't have an annual family holiday, though. You're bad. You need to reduce your carbon footprint. But still claim that this doesn't make them hypocrites. This was a report in The Telegraph where they interviewed Dr. Larch Maxey, another posh professor with plums in his mouth. They're all upper middle class toffs, living on mummy and daddy's money, nothing going on in their lives. So what do they need to do? They need social media clout. Maxey, a climate scientist from the Eco Group, said some members still drive cars and fill up with petrol, but rejected the idea that it was hypocritical. Now, bear in mind, not only do you have electric cars now, people would say, well, they're too expensive, they can't afford them. The United Kingdom is not like America in the sense that it's a way smaller country, obviously. We have a vast public transport network, which despite all the strikes and all the people who work within that public transport network constantly demanding pay raises and striking, is still pretty good. It covers the entire country, trains, buses, you name it. It's pretty good. You can get around fairly easily. This will sound absolutely alien to people living in America with their six lanes of traffic where in Austin or any of these major cities, Dallas, you can't walk anywhere. It's basically a war on the pedestrian, which I don't think they've got the balance right. So they'd be shocked to learn that, yes, indeed, in the United Kingdom, you can basically get anywhere within a reasonable amount of time using buses, using trains. Of course, it's more convenient to use a car, and everyone should have the right to do that. But you can get out of using a car. So it's no excuse to say, oh, we can't use a car because we can't get anywhere. You can. Every single major city and town in the United Kingdom is festooned with cycle lanes to the point where they will literally close off entire major roads, which have funneled traffic, important traffic, to different areas of the city, and turn them entirely over to cycle lanes. They install 20-mile-per-hour speed limit zones throughout major cities now. It started in London. It's actually dangerous to go that slow. I mean, have you ever been driving and you're stuck behind someone who's incredibly slow doing 20 miles an hour below the speed limit that's supposedly in place for that road? You literally have to concentrate while you're driving. It's dangerous. So everything caters for the eco-mentalist warrior in the United Kingdom in terms of transport. They've got so many different options. But no, these eco-warriors who say just stop oil, shut down the entire industry now, is it too much to ask them to take alternative green forms of transport? Well, apparently so. According to activist leaders, they are victims of the fossil fuel economy. Maxi says people who call for the oil industry to be shut down but then drive petrol cars shouldn't be called out for hypocrisy, because they're just doing our best within that to push for the necessary change. Again, it's literally like some militant hardcore vegan lecturing you about eating a McDonald's or eating a steak in a fancy restaurant, then going home and tucking into a friggin' Burger King. Yes, you can live by your cause without being a massive hypocrite. And what did we see with Insulate Britain, another offshoot of Extinction Rebellion, of Just Stop Oil? It's all the same people. The leader of Insulate Britain, and again, the same people were out last year under the banner of this name, blocking the roads, stopping ambulances, causing absolute bedlam, protected by the establishment, as I'll talk about in a minute. This was the leader of this group who said he didn't even insulate his own home and doesn't care about insulating homes. The leader of the group calling for all homes in Britain to be insulated. Didn't even do it himself. Rampant hypocrisy, but again, it goes beyond hypocrisy. It's about attention seeking, it's about social media clout, and it's about do as we say, not as we do. And again, the government, every major cultural institution, transnational corporation, bank, academic institution, legacy media outlet, they're all pushing the same message. How is that an organic grassroots resistance movement when the entire regime establishment is on the same side of you and is pushing your message? And not only that, we saw the treatment of anti-lockdown protesters, of anti-vaccine mandate protesters across the world, of course, in Canada, getting their bank accounts frozen, being treated like literal domestic terrorists. We also saw it in the UK. I attended several anti-lockdown marches, rallies. If any anti-lockdown protesters, anti-vaccine mandate protesters, blocked a major road in London for 2 friggin' minutes, they would send in the riot cops to crack skulls. I was right in the middle of it. I got footage of it and posted it on Twitter last summer, July 2021. They steamed in. These hippies were sat in the middle of the road dancing to Bob Marley music. 2 minutes later, full riot cops steamed in to get them out of the way. How do they treat Just Stop Oil protesters? Well, we've seen how they treat them when they sit in the middle of the road. They give them cups of tea and counselling and say, oh, if there's anything you need, just let us know. And they sit there for hours. The police do nothing. The public outcry was so vast that they finally passed a new law, or changed the existing law, to empower the police to shift them if they sit in the middle of the road. So now they're just slow walking through major cities with traffic backed up behind them anyway. Basically the same thing. And they're still getting police protection. Telegraph reports, Just Stop Oil, skip lorry, plows through park to dodge protests and is then stopped by the police. Anyone who shouts at these upper middle class snobs One guy threw an orange at them, didn't hit them. They're immediately pounced on by the cops. These people can cause major chaos. People have literally died, not only from not getting to hospital in time, but through other pile-ups which occur as a result of the traffic building on other roads. There was a woman who had to be airlifted to hospital. She didn't make it. She died because of this group's actions. Their protest is literally killing people, which is any definition of domestic terrorism in any other language, and they do nothing. A skip truck driver roared into a park while yelling expletives at police officers as he dodged the Just Stop Oil blockade. He mounted the pavement, sped through the grass and trees of Stoke Newington Common, and careened off the pavement to the other side of the road. A police car raced after the trucker following the incident. Again, they're causing mass bedlam and chaos in the capital of England. This frustrated truck driver tries to take a shortcut through a park to get past them, to get in front of them. He's pounced on like he's the terrorist, like he's the criminal. The trucker gave the middle finger to police officers walking alongside the protest and yelled, "You're just as bad as them."
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So this Just Stop Oil Eco Warrior Establishment funded group, literally funded by billionaires, continues to cause chaos across London. One van driver, as I explained before the break, got frustrated, tried to get ahead of them. He was immediately pounced on by the police because he's the bigger threat, obviously. There was another guy who threw an orange at the eco group. Again, the headline is, Just Stop Oil Police Tell Furious Pedestrian Who Threw Orange to basically leave them alone. Says it prompted four police officers to rush over him. Bear in mind, these police officers are marching side by side as if they're part of the movement with Just Stop Oil in the streets. Just the sight of that makes the public angry and frustrated, as you can tell. They're not trying to stop them do anything. So four police officers rushed over, quick, because he threw an orange at them, which didn't even hit anyone, and told him to, quote, leave them to it. An officer told the pedestrian, they're minding their own business. What harm are they doing to you? They're literally siding with them. None of this nonsense about, oh, we want to arrest them, we just can't. A lot of these cops are basically eco-warriors as well. You've seen what they do elsewhere. They literally go out and arrest people for posting mean things about transgenders on Facebook. Another officer said, this is your final warning, or you'll get nicked. Again, some of these same cops literally dance in the streets with these eco-warrior criminals as they do at the gay pride parades. Absolutely incredible. Then listen to this. There's another quote in this article which I couldn't believe. Here it is. It says, during Thursday morning's protest, a Met Police officer asked Sean Irish, the Just Stop Oil health and safety officer leading the protest. This is what the cop said to the protest leader. Do you know how long you're going to be in the road for, sir? That cat, they would never say that to anti-vaccine mandate protesters. They're the most confrontational, aggressive individuals when it comes to those kind of protests. Some protesters are better than others, I guess. This is the Met police officer literally asking the leader of the group that's committing crimes, do you know how long you're going to be in the road for, sir? They're commanding the police. The police aren't even telling them what to do. They're telling the police what to do. When Mr. Irish responded that he did not know, the police officer replied, is there anything I could ask you that you might want to tell us just to help us manage the rest of London? What the hell? That is incredible. Is there anything I could ask you that you might want to tell us? Oh my God. A pedestrian waiting for a bus later took his anger out on the strolling officers walking alongside the blockade, shouting, why are eight police officers walking alongside them for F's sake? God. Just for optics, at least act like you're somewhat adversarial towards these eco-warriors who are stopping ordinary working people from getting to work. They're blocking ambulances. I put footage of that in my video. They're literally blocking ambulances. They're causing accidents which are killing people. And the police are going up to them and saying, is there anything that you need? Can we help you in any way? It's pathetic. That's why people are angry. It's not really the protesters. It's the way that they're treated by the police. Same with BLM. Literally, they might as well start kneeling before them. Why don't you start doing that? And this is the absolute foundation of all this. They're pushing hysterical nonsense, which is harming people's lives, which is causing fuel poverty, which is killing people. We've got warnings this week in the UK about low temperatures. It's down to about -1 degrees outside as I make this program where I live. They're telling pensioners, you have to keep your heating at 18 degrees Celsius or you may get ill and die. Many people can't do that because they can't afford to pay the heating bill because of the same green levies that these protesters are pushing that the government is enacting. So, yeah, people are going to die. There was a guy who posted his heating bill on Twitter yesterday, and I put this in one of the videos today. His heating bill is £1,000 plus a month. That's about $1,300 per month. That's like a mortgage for most people. That's more than a lot of people earn in a month, just the heating bill alone. Because of the current thing, keep waving your Ukraine flag, and because of these green levies that incentivize useless wind turbines that can't cover the energy demands of the population. And that's only getting worse. So they're literally pushing that paradigm where people, old people, OAPs can't afford to put the heating on because of these green levies, and they're literally going to die in their own homes. And these people claim to have the moral high ground when they're supported by every branch of the establishment and literally protected by the police on a daily basis. UK City defends new climate lockdown policy. Again, we're not going to have time to play the video now, but I talked about it in the opening segment. The city of Oxford has embraced the concept of limiting citizens' personal travel to fight climate change, an idea once dismissed as a conspiracy theory. And again, I did an article during lockdown where the Indian government came out in Delhi and these other cities and said, you're not allowed to drive your car in these certain cities over the course of the next week because there's too much pollution, there's too much traffic congestion, and it's bad for the planet. It was a de facto climate lockdown. But because they didn't call it a climate lockdown, then anyone that claimed it was a climate lockdown was a dangerous conspiracy theorist pushing misinformation. And of course, at the time, on Twitter, maybe not so much now, but definitely on Facebook, those claims of a climate lockdown were buried in the algorithm because it was deemed a conspiracy theory by the fact checkers working for legacy media outlets, which is basically the same thing. They're all the same people, and yet they claim to be an independent body outside of the mainstream media. And they said, that's a conspiracy theory, it's not happening, on the very day that India was doing it. Well, now they're rolling it out across the United Kingdom in some of these major cities. You know, I went back to Sheffield, my home city, a couple of months ago. They're introducing all the 20-mile-per-hour roads. Sheffield's not even really a busy city compared to London. But everywhere is a war on personal choice, a war on living standards, a war on basically being able to get out anywhere. Now in Oxford, they're telling people, we will give you permits from the central government, local authorities, 100 permits a year, where you're allowed to go outside your little region of Oxford. Oxford's not even a huge city. Where you're not allowed to go outside of your little region more than 100 times a year. If you do so, you'll get fined because we have traffic congestion. There's literally been massive protests at City Hall in response to this. It slipped out in the media. It's now becoming a major nationwide issue. And the local council has come out basically and said, no, that's a conspiracy theory. We're going to fact check this by pointing out that some of the details about how the scheme is implemented were slightly exaggerated or inaccurate. And so the whole thing's a conspiracy theory. This is the Fact Checker Industrial Complex. That's what they do every time. We'll talk about it.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Open Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, I've waffled on about it enough now, so let's just go to the video and then I'll come back and talk about Harry and Meghan and their new Netflix special. But first, let's go to this video about the climate lockdowns. This is called It's Real. Let's roll it. update to the climate lockdown video from earlier this week. In case you missed it, local authorities in Oxford, England are trialling a scheme set to be launched in 2024 that would see residents restricted to travelling by car outside their designated regional zone within the city, being forced to register their vehicle and get permission passes from the government, which would then only allow them to travel outside of their designated regional zone twice a week and be hit with onerous fines if they violate that. Which means if you work in a different part of the city and have to travel there five times a week, if you make that journey by private car, they're going to fine you three times a week every week. Well, now the council has come out and tried to fact check the whole thing as if it isn't happening, while simultaneously admitting that it's all happening. The Oxfordshire Mail reports. Oxfordshire County Council respond to viral article claiming Oxford is going into climate lockdown. The council has issued a statement after an article went viral claiming the authority would implement a climate lockdown in 2024. The piece, published to a site called What's Up With That, alleged that Oxfordshire residents would be locked into one of six zones via electronic gates. The piece continued to say that people living in the county would be confined to their own neighbourhoods under the trial and would need permission from the council to leave. Now, the council has responded to the claims made in the piece. Really? Have they debunked it? Denied that it's happening? The filters will ban private vehicles from six areas of the city at certain times and are set to be introduced following the completion of a rail bridge works on Botley Road in 2023. Right. So it is happening. Contrary to the viral article's claims, there will be no physical barriers with the restricted zones monitored by automatic number plate recognition cameras. Oh, don't worry. There'll be no physical barriers. Your car will be tracked and traced for infractions via a network of surveillance cameras, so I guess it's okay then. Up to 100 day passes per year will be offered to residents and businesses affected by the changes, enabling them to travel through the filters without penalty. Right, so again, it is still happening. Everywhere in the city will still be accessible by car, although some private car drivers may need to use a different route during the operating hours of the traffic filters. When they are operating, private cars will not be allowed through without a permit. Right, so it's still happening. Just because you call it a traffic congestion reduction scheme and not a climate lockdown doesn't mean it's not happening. It is. So yes, it's all true. If you exceed your government travel ration every time you dare leave your allocated regional zone, they'll fine you. I love how they imply that the coverage of this is fake news or inaccurate by contesting a couple of details about how the scheme will be implemented, but then basically acknowledge that it's all going to be implemented anyway. Meanwhile, thanks in part to the current thing and the move towards net zero, which is going to make energy even more expensive for people already struggling through a cost of living crisis, for some people it's cheaper to stay in a holiday home in Spain, where temperatures are still around 20 degrees Celsius, as part of a package deal, than it is to heat your home in Britain. This poor guy's paying over £1,000 a month simply to stay warm, when he could be sunning himself on the Costa Brava for less money. And if these climate hysteria clowns get their way, not only will you be put under climate lockdown, but your energy bills are just going to get higher and higher. Now, sticking with the subject of climate change hysteria, in the same week that Meghan and Harry launched the latest installment of their victimhood pity party, race-baiting crap, climate change activists Harry and Meghan take private jet to pick up anti-racism award in New York. The second private jet trip in the space of 1 week. Wait until you find out after what event they took the other private jet trip. This video is called What Have They Done Now? Let's roll it. It's everyone's favourite idiotic, insufferable couple. What have they done now? Harry and Meghan have been praised as heroic and given an anti-racism award by other elitists, so their friends, basically, for their incredibly brave stance against the structural racism of the royal family. That stance, ostensibly comprising of claiming, with no evidence whatsoever, that certain members of the royal family speculated on what skin colour Harry and Meghan's newborn baby would be, something that multiple media publications engaged in months before the baby was born. And guess how Harry and Meghan, sanctimonious climate change activist extraordinaire, arrived at this event in New York via their luxury private jet, of course. The second time in the space of 1 week that the pair have used such transport. The first private jet trip was to pick up an environmental award. Maybe they're trying to beat their previous record of taking four private jet trips in the space of just 11 days. Remember, this is the guy who gets up in front of the UN and claims that the planet is literally burning up.
Our world is on fire. Again. and this crisis will only grow worse.
According to The Independent, last year the company's non-profit Archwell issued a net zero plan which said the organisation is committed to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2030. Presumably, net zero carbon emissions doesn't include the untold tons of carbon emissions being belched out by their private jet, which they continue to use on a regular basis as part of their opulent lifestyle. But as ever, it's okay when they do it. If you're so worried about global warming and carbon emissions, accept the bloody award remotely via a Zoom call. Then they could even use that to draw attention to the cause, like, oh, we didn't turn up in person because we wanted to reduce our carbon footprint. No, they can't do that, can they? Because they're shameless grifters. Any opportunity to engage in more attention-seeking, any chance to have other regime loyalists acknowledge them as really good people, and their egos can't resist. Suddenly, carbon emissions and saving the planet very much takes a backseat. Last night, someone yelled at Harry and Meghan that they were destroying the royal family. Forget destroying the royal family. If they believe carbon emissions are destroying the planet, then they're destroying the planet while lecturing you about your carbon footprint for taking an annual family holiday.
Our world is on fire.
And if you want more Harry and Meghan cringe, check out the video I did on the main channel, which is posted in the pinned comment. Now, on the subject of shameless grifters, of course, today we've had the release of the first three episodes of Harry and Meghan's new Netflix docuseries. Yes, this is the same couple that demanded everyone respect their privacy, said their privacy was being invaded by the press, by the general public. Well, now they've literally done a six-hour special with Netflix, which is slowly being released, claiming that they're harassed. Again, this is Prince Harry, right? He got up in front of the UN the same time he did that The World is on Fire speech and said that dangerous disinformation was a threat to democracy. In the first 30 seconds of the trailer for this new Netflix show, they have about four or five different examples of disinformation. Their entire narrative is that they're constantly harassed by the press. And yet in every single instance where they show them allegedly being harassed by the press, it's not even them. It's British celebrity Katie Price being photographed by the press. It's a 10-year-old picture from a Harry Potter premiere in London with journalists taking photos. It's journalists taking photos of Kate Middleton, Prince William's wife. Or it's them being photographed by the press in America, not in the United Kingdom. Literally four separate brazen examples of manipulative, misleading misinformation in their own trailer to this Netflix special, which of course is an addendum to their pity party, self-aggrandizing victimhood narrative that they've been pushing in this country for the past, what, three, 4 years plus now. Breitbart reports Harry and Meghan feature prof who said Queen wanted to be white supremacy figurehead in Netflix doc. Again, this is the same Queen that Harry and Meghan themselves have praised on numerous occasions. This is the same Queen that oversaw a royal wedding attended by thousands of their adoring fans, and they released it on the day, 3 months to the day, after the Queen died, and they've got these extremist left-wing woke professors in there claiming that the Queen is the figurehead of white supremacy. Talking about Queen Elizabeth I, what, 400 friggin' years ago, overseeing slavery. British people were the first in the world to end slavery. My ancestors literally risked their lives to go to Africa to end slavery. We abolished it. Slavery still exists across the world right now. Tell you where it does exist now, in non-white countries, but no, apparently, we're to blame. We'll be back. Okay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So this Meghan Markle character is the phoniest person I've ever witnessed. She's a pure actress. She's acting all the time. She's crying in the Netflix trailer. I mean, you should go and see the clip about... She talks about meeting the Queen, right? Not expecting to meet the Queen. And then when Prince Harry, her husband, tells her that she's going to have to curtsy when she meets the Queen. Now, obviously, I get it. Curtsying is stupid. It's ridiculous. But she claimed she didn't know she had to do that. And she thought it was a joke, that it didn't even exist. How stupid do you have to be to not know that when you meet the Queen as a woman, you curtsy? Yeah, I think it's silly, but that's just the tradition, isn't it? She didn't even know it existed. She thought it was a joke. And so she does this overly dramatic curtsy, and you'll see it in the clip. I've tweeted about it if you want to go and see it. And it's the most obnoxious, self-righteous crap that you can imagine, where she's overly dramatically doing this massive curtsy as if she's in a you know, Game of Thrones episode or whatever. It's absolutely incredible. Narcissistic, egomaniacal scumbags who left the royal family of their own accord, but then constantly attack the royal family at every available opportunity because it defines their entire existence. Because they're given $100 million by Netflix for this docuseries, which contains intimate details, photographs, videos of their private life, while simultaneously they're constantly whinging about people invading their privacy. They're talking about intimate details of Prince William and Kate Middleton's relationship in this docuseries while whining about their privacy being invaded. And then claiming that the Queen is the head of white supremacy and trotting out these far-left extremist woke academics to blame Britain for slavery when we were the first country to end it, when Brits risked their lives to go abroad to end it, and it still exists in non-white countries to this day. And they've got nothing whatsoever to say about that. The woke academic, this is Breitbart, the woke academic's appearances in the series so far have been brief compared to that of the much more heavily featured Afua Hirsch, who previously called for Nelson's column in Trafalgar Square to be toppled, and David Olusoga, who appeared in court to help justify a mob destroying a historic statue during the Black Lives Matter unrest. So they've literally got these demented far-left academics who want to destroy Britain because they hate it, talking smack about the royal family, because like it or not, it's a British institution, they want to bring it down, while saying, oh, don't invade our privacy, just leave us alone. We'll take $100 million from Netflix to literally have them play our intimate relationship diaries. It's absolutely incredible. Breitbart also reports, Palace hits back at Harry and Meghan Netflix claims, say they weren't asked to participate. So it's this common thing. It's like when the media does a hit piece against you, against someone on the right, and they say, oh, we reached out for comment, but they never responded. And they actually never reached out for comment. Or they reached out for comment 2 minutes before they published the article. Daily Mail cites a Buckingham Palace source. Basically, they said this weird third-party company reached out, and they didn't even know that it was legitimate. The royal family asked Netflix directly, is this legit? Are they representing who they say they represent? Netflix didn't respond, so the royal family didn't respond. And then they get to say, oh, we told them about all these claims, but they didn't respond, implying that they have no response, when in fact they weren't even properly asked. It's absolutely incredible. Let's get to these final two videos now, though, because Breitbart also reports CNN catastrophe viewership plummets to below 500,000. Far left CNN's total day viewership average dipped below 500,000 during the week of November 28th. And this is why I make the point over and over again. The propaganda now increasingly is not in current affairs shows. It's not in news broadcasts. It's in fictional TV shows. And especially it's in advertising, which brings us to our next video. This is called Cringe Washing. Let's roll it. I've found another brazen example of the message. Some of you may have seen the video on my main channel about social engineering woven into virtually every major Christmas TV commercial in the UK. Well, here's one that I missed. It's a particularly odious entry from UK retailer Not on the High Street.
This is the only six-pack you should be working on. Merry Christmas.
Don't exercise. Don't bother staying healthy. Issue self-discipline. Embrace instant gratification and just spend the whole time getting drunk.
OMG. What a year.
Social media addiction is cool. Stop spending time with your family at Christmas. Just spend even more time on your phone.
Sorry you have to share your special day with Jesus. Happy birthday.
Bit of casual blasphemy. Sorry, your narcissistic moment has to be interrupted by Jesus. Here, eat some cake and get fat.
Something from me to complete your Christmas party look.
stunning.
Celebrate Christmas with gift ideas for all the people who matter in life.
You didn't expect them to forget to pander to the alphabet people, did you? A 30-second ad, and in every single instance, they invoked some version of the message. What is it about Christmas ads? It's like they get so angered at what Christmas is supposed to represent. Faith, family, tradition, wholesomeness, Jesus Christ. That not only do they have to sully it with appeals to vapid consumerism, they have to snidely subvert the foundation of the entire thing. Unfortunately for Not on the High Street, they forgot to turn off the comments. In terms of degenerative art, this is Weimar to you. Imagine if you rephrased your advert to, sorry you have to share your special day with Eid, Diwali, Hanukkah. Obviously Not on the High Street has a selective discriminative policy. Not on the High Street is not in my internet bookmarks anymore. This is the most disgusting Christmas advert I've ever seen. I know exactly where never to shop. The message! Yeah, seems like the message isn't being received very well. Now, the update on that is that not only did they remove the comment section, but they removed the video entirely off of YouTube, so maybe they weren't so proud of it in the end. Meanwhile, also in the UK, Strep A kills more children than COVID did in its first year, basically because they kept kids away from school. Their immunity was completely exposed. They had no natural immunity to everything, and now kids across the country are dying of Strep A. Professor Carl Hennigan said at some point the immune deficit brought about by lockdowns has to be repaid. Of course, the solution, even though part of what caused this is forcing kids to wear masks, their immunity wasn't exposed to these kind of viruses, so they didn't build up any natural immunity. The solution is, guess what? To wear masks. Let's get to this final video now, though, because this is a very important subject in terms of climate change, Great Reset agenda. This is called The War on Farmers. Let's roll it. Well, you've seen the war on farmers in the Netherlands, and now our esteemed globalist technocrats are pulling the same stunt in Germany. Farmers in Germany's most populous state, North Rhine-Westphalia, have been ordered to rein in the use of fertilizer. Green bureaucrats have told them to use 20% less nitrate fertilizer in areas deemed to have problematic levels of the chemical. The demand is all part of the plan to make the industry more green. An inconvenient knock-on effect is that it will severely impact the amount of food they're allowed to grow. A wheat field requiring 200 kilograms of fertilizer will now have to use 40 kilograms less, meaning a drop in both the quantity and the quality of the wheat harvested. Technocrats in the region passed the rule right before Christmas, and then they all promptly buggered off on holiday, meaning no one can even challenge the mandate until next year. The rules appear to be unpopular with some local farmers and political officials. Eric Gussen, vice president of the Rhinish Agricultural Association, warned that the new regulations would mean a lower quality of crop, hinting farmers would not accept the rules without a fight. There is great indignation among the farmers, which really upsets, as he told German news outlet Bild. The move is similar to what's already unfolding in the Netherlands, where the government is enforcing compulsory purchases of thousands of farms that don't meet environmental regulations. Those farms will then all be shut down. In a country which is second in terms of world exports of food, the measures have produced widespread sustained civil unrest. We can't allow farmers to farm. Are you mad? Letting the agriculture industry produce food? Can't have that. How are we going to control people and make them all dependent on us if we allow that to happen? I mean, it's for the planet, right? So I guess both the Dutch and now Germans will just have to eat the bugs. If only to save money. Thanks to soaring inflation in Germany, which just hit a record high, one quarter of Germans can't even afford to buy Christmas presents for their kids this year. What's on the menu for Christmas dinner? Turkey, perhaps? A bit expensive, but don't worry. There are reasons to put insects on the Christmas menu. Lovely. What's for dessert? Edible mealworm in banoffee pie. I've suddenly lost my appetite. Now, this isn't just in Holland or Germany. Now the UK is facing a food supply crisis. We've got rationing on eggs in supermarkets. And again, it's largely because of these environmental restrictions that they're imposing on farmers with nitrogen fertilizer massively increasing in price. It's absolutely devastating the farming community. And now we're going to have food rationing, and our food security is going to be offshored to other countries exactly how they want it. They want you dependent. They don't want farmers producing cheap food. They don't want us to have access to cheap energy. It's all about the deliberate reduction of living standards, the Great Reset. I was going to wrap it up. War Room is next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.